The Eight of Hearts.
This is Dave Ross
on the CBS Radio Network. On December 13, 1993, at 9:30 a.m., Judith Bellow, age 28, left her job at the National Food Corporation in Sylvania, Washington, with a friend, and just disappeared. She never picked up her three-year-old son from daycare. She never returned home. She just disappeared. Her gray Ford Tempo turned up the same day, abandoned at the neighborhood post office, and the case went cold. But detectives in Washington, Snohomish County kept it alive, and 3 years ago included Judith Bellow on a deck of cold case playing cards, which they sent to jail and prison inmates around the state just in case someone might have heard something. She was the Eight of Hearts. Because if ever there was a suspicious case, this was it. She was close to her family. She would never have abandoned her three-year-old little boy or missed her daughter's 15th birthday. But then, last week, detectives got a phone message from a woman who said she was Judith Bellow, that she'd seen her profile on the sheriff's website, that she was living in California, and had no interest in returning to her family. They checked and confirmed that indeed she is the same woman who'd mysteriously vanished 18 years ago, and that in fact there was nothing mysterious at all. She just wanted to be rid of her husband. We think that when people disappear, they must have been abducted by some monster, because no one would voluntarily just up and leave their children. But sometimes, that's exactly what they do. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.